Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, November 9th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock out of Fort Worth, Texas, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll have Superior Sunrise at 7:30, followed by the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,150 head to be offered, 2,700 yearling steers, 4,000 yearling heifers, 15,700 weaned calves, and 1,150 calves on cows. Only two more Superior Video Livestock Auctions this year, on the 30th of November and the 14th of December. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell in this November 9th sale, or to preview the video, you can always visit our website at SuperiorLivestock.com. At SuperiorLivestock.com, or call for information at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's next regular auction, November 9th, 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Look for the cattle complex to open moderately higher today, boosted by improving fundamentals and recent cash strength. The hog issues should open moderately lower, pressured by follow-through selling and sagging cash sales. Now, cattle market watchers should see more cash bids tossed on the table today. Opening bids around 123 to 124 in our part of the country. We actually saw a little bit of sale activity at $124 in our part of the country yesterday. Now, significant trade volume could easily be delayed further this week. Probably tomorrow, maybe Friday. Live and cattle futures are geared to open moderately higher this morning, supported by short covering and impressive carcass strength. Cash hog trade set to open with bids steady to a dollar lower. For the moment, the country offering appears to be fully adequate, allowing packers to steadily lower the cost of live inventory. Saturday's kills estimated to be around 170,000 head. Look for lean hog futures to start out moderately lower. Check by residual selling and long liquidation. On the grains, since early September, the U.S. dollar has strengthened by about 4.3%. That's good news for buyers of imports, which are relatively cheaper than they were 2 months ago. But at the same time, U.S. exports, which include corn, soybeans, and wheat, become relatively more expensive on the global market. That was just one of the several factors at play in yesterday's session, which saw small losses for corn and winter wheat and a low ceiling on gains for soybeans and spring wheat. Well, the wheat prices did feel the weight of a stronger dollar and a higher crop rating. From Monday afternoon's USDA crop progress report, prices fell about 0.7% to 0.8%. In December, Chicago futures, that translated to 3.5 cent loss, closing at $4.27 and a quarter cents. Corn prices traded in a narrow range throughout the day, with December futures finally setting for just about a quarter penny lower, closing at 3.47 and three quarters. Harvest pressure, a firmer dollar, and higher yield expectations are all market factors to consider right now. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle down 70 cents, 124.62. February down 27 cents at 130.37. November feeder cattle down 27 cents at 159.87. And the January down 35 at 160.52. December hogs down 70 cents, 63.92. And February was down 135 at 70.87. Kansas City wheat, December down 3.5, 426.5. March down 3.25 at 443.75. Chicago wheat, December down 3.5 at 427.25. And March down 3.5 at 444.75. December corn down a quarter penny at 347.75, and the March down a half at 361. January soy's up 2 cents at 996, and the March is up 2.25 at 1006.5. December cotton is up 50 cents at 68.57. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.